First, I'd like to thank everybody for coming and say welcome. Secondly, I'd like to pass on the sentiments of our ownership and upper management, Ken Kendrick, Derek Hall, Kevin Towers, none of whom could be here today, but did want me to pass along their sentiments that they wish they could. This is no reflection of the excitement that they feel today in getting this done. And you know, the trade deadline, the major league season, and the club operating on the West Coast makes it a little bit difficult logistics-wise for them to be here, but they're here in spirit. That said, I think you're all aware of why we're here. We're here to announce the signing of Trevor Bauer, the number 3 pick in this year's draft. Very exciting day for us. Someone so accomplished in the amateur world who now takes the first step in his professional career. I think this is an exciting day for us in that we are embarking on something very new for this organization as we build a foundation of pitching around guys like Trevor, Daniel Hudson, Ian Kennedy, Josh Colemanter, Tyler Skaggs, Jared Parker, Patrick Corbin, et al. It's an exciting group of young guys, and we've not even scratched the surface of what we're capable of. So this is an opportunity for us to build a foundation around pitching. Certainly can't rival right now the frontline presence of guys like Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling. But we're in a position of pitching depth in this organization starting now that we've never been in before. So very excited about that. I'd like to acknowledge a few people before we roll on through. Most notably, Ray and the scouting staff for a great job in this year's draft, reaching this moment as we sit here today. To the Bauer family for joining us today. Warren, Kathy, and Gracie coming out to Phoenix for the second time. A little hot, but very exciting to have you here. And I would also like to thank Joel Wolf and Rich Audet, Trevor's representatives at Wasserman, who were so good to deal with through this process. And I'd also like to individually cite Hal Kurtzman, our area scout in Southern California, who did a tremendous job through the years scouting Trevor. I think he will forevermore be the front runner to be the president of the Trevor Bauer fan club. And it was very excited this morning when we talked on the telephone. So all that being said, I'll turn it over to questions, and I'd like to allow Ray a moment to say anything that's on his mind and have Trevor answer all your questions.
I would just echo what Jerry said. You know, obviously with the ownership's help, starting with Ken, Derek, KT, JD, this is an exciting day, I think, for the organization across the board. For me personally, I know for Trevor personally, his family, they've been with him, you know, every step of the way of this process, and I know as a father, they couldn't be more proud, and they should be, because you know, we have a unique individual here, a special player, and hopefully one that's going to contribute for years. I agree with Jerry on the Hal Kurtzman sentiment. He obviously championed on your behalf, and he couldn't be prouder. And I just think it's an exciting day for all of us to be here. So I welcome everybody, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, that being said, if anybody's got any questions, obviously for any of us, but most specifically for Trevor, I know we've been here once before, so this may be old hat, but this is the start of something new.
You excited this is all over with? Little sign thing?
Yeah, I'm definitely very excited to get this part of the process taken care of, and you know, start the next phase of it, which is actually playing baseball, which is what I enjoy doing. So I'm pretty excited about that part.
What have the last 7 weeks been like, Trevor?
Well, I've tried to relax as much as possible, enjoy my summers as much as possible. I spent 4 weeks, I believe, 4 or 5 weeks down in Houston, Texas, training at the Texas Baseball Ranch, trying to get prepared to come out and pitch a significant amount the rest of the season. And that's something that you know, I wanted to do and that I've been looking forward to. And I just wanted to thank everybody in the Diamondback organization that has allowed me this opportunity and has been really first class in dealing with them throughout the whole process. So, you know, thanks to them for that. And, you know, just wanting to get back out there and pitch. It's been kind of a nerve-wracking and period filled with some anxiety.
You know where you're going in the minor leagues first?
I think we have discussed going out to Visalia, High A, and then take it from there. Obviously, performance on the field will dictate how I move, if I move, stuff like that. And I wouldn't want it any other way. I've always had to earn everything that I've been given, so hopefully it stays the same from here on out. But I'd like to go out there and have a shot to prove that I can help this organization, whether it be this year or next year or whenever in the future. Well, I think the plan has kind of been to throw around 35 more innings this year. I threw 131 last year and 135 in college this year, so try to boost that up to around 165, 170, something like that. And then next year, hopefully be able to throw 200 plus, you know, considering a clean bill of health and all that.
Is your understanding that pitching in the big leagues are fashion this season is within reach?
I personally believe in myself enough that I think I can compete at the major league level. That being said, it's definitely something I'd like to do, but like I said, performance dictates it all. So it'll really depend on how I perform in the minor leagues, and you know, I'm just trying to take it one day at a time and you know, go out there and prepare and perform well. I think the one thing that I have kind of promised myself is a week of either steak or sushi dinners. Kind of invest in some food that I enjoy, and then go out and try to invest the rest of it and make smart decisions or smarter decisions with the rest of it. But no car, no anything really that most typical, I guess, signees would be after.
Trevor, a lot of guys wait until the August 15th deadline and try to, it seems like the longer you wait, you can maybe milk a little bit more money out of it. What made you want to get started right away?
Well, I believe I've been quoted as saying that cookie cutters are good for cookies, and I don't really like to follow that approach. Kind of like to think outside the box and do my own thing in a lot of situations. So I wanted to sign as quickly as possible and get out and pitch. That's, you know, what they drafted me for, and that's what I enjoy doing. So it just seemed logical for me to get out there and pitch. You know, I'm not the type of person that wants to squeeze every last penny out of someone I'm dealing with. I was just looking for, you know, fair negotiations, and you know, that was one thing that I can definitely say about the whole process is everyone in the Diamondback organization was extremely fair and really a pleasure to work with. And, you know, I couldn't be happier to be in this organization. I did a lot of research coming into the draft on organizational philosophies of many different teams, and kind of came to the conclusion a month or two before the draft that this is the one place that I wanted to end up more than any other. So I couldn't be happier with the way it's turned out and with the way the negotiations and everything have gone, and to be here and starting my starting the next phase of it.
Jerry and Ray, what path do you guys envision for Trevor? Obviously going to Visalia, and obviously a lot depends, like you said, on his performance.
Yeah, I think from an organizational perspective, it's always about performance. It's about going out there and having a plan. Obviously, Trevor's answer to Nick's question was relative to what we believe. We're looking at this as an opportunity to build him toward 170, 175 innings as we get through the rest of this season. To answer the major league opportunity or possibility question, when you're as talented as Trevor is, anything's possible. We believe, obviously, giving him a major league contract right out of the chute, that he's very close to being able to contribute at this level. We're going to send him out to Visalia and let his performance dictate from there. But, you know, we're hopeful that the movement doesn't stop in Visalia, that it continues to move.
Jerry, will he pitch out of the bullpen and make shorter starts, or what do you think?
Now, we're going to start out with a few shorter starts, but he won't pitch out of the bullpen. He'll start. He's a starter. And, you know, I would actually have paid money for the ticket to hear him answer the question about realistic number of innings.
Jerry,
But, you know, I think as a rule, we're going to be very wise here. We're going to reintroduce him to innings. As he said, he's been thrown very actively. So he's hitting the ground running. But right now, the tentative plan is to actually have him start this Saturday in Visalia. He'll throw two innings or 40 pitches and build into a full inning load. And we'll work from there.